Welcome to the Olivia Towers podcast. I am so glad you are joining us, whether this is your first time or you have been here from the beginning. You are so welcome. I would love for you to share these podcasts onto social media, either on Facebook, which is Olivia Towers Dressage, or Instagram, which is Towers432. Let's get into it. In today's podcast, I'm just giving you a little bit of a teaser for the exclusive podcast I have done, which was introducing lateral work. So the segment you are going to listen to in this is about when to introduce lateral work with your horse, so what age and what stage of your training. Even though this is just a snippet, there is still some amazing advice in here, and I really think you guys are going to find it useful. So just imagine what is in the actual full-length one, which is 50 minutes long. If after listening to this you do want to get your hands on the full version and also all of the Take the Reins with Towers episodes, then all you need to do is join our Patreon program. This is a monthly subscription of just £3.20. It's actually in US dollars when you go to do it, so it's $5, but it works out at £3.20, and you can cancel this subscription at any time. But what the subscription allows is for you to listen to all these exclusive podcasts, and there is so much knowledge and advice and training tips crammed into these guys. Honestly, everybody's saying how much they love them, and they're helping people already, so I'm really, really chuffed. And yeah, I'd love for you guys to join this. To do this, all you need to do is either follow the link that is in the bio for this podcast, or you can go to my website and go to the podcast section. So my website is www.oliviatowersdressage.com. You'll see the podcast section, and then you will see a big old button saying become a patron. Or you, if you're on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and you will see exclusive podcast episodes. You just click on there and then it will take you through to the Patreon page. I do need to mention, because this was a bit of a teething problem when we first started this up, before you put your email in and your card details, you have to create an account on the page that you're on the Patreon page. Otherwise, a message is going to keep popping up saying invalid email. And a lot of people struggle with this because it's not very obvious that you have to create an account, unfortunately. But yeah, all you need to do is create an account first, and then you can put in your email, put in your card details, and voila, you will find all the podcasts on there. There are still not loads of them yet because it's such a new thing, but there is one coming every month, and hopefully with more support I'll be able to up that and just to give you guys more value and just to keep growing this. But it's already gone down really well, and thank you so much everyone for the support. And yeah, let's listen to the little teaser, which is all around when to introduce lateral work with your horse. And so when we talk about introducing lateral work, very often people think, oh, okay, I'm going to start doing leg yields and I'm going to start doing like some shoulder in. And I would question that and say, no, the way you introduce lateral work is doing a really good 20 meter circle, doing a really good corner on your horse. Because what you're teaching them in that moment, if you do a good 20 meter circle, for example, what I always say to my clients is, imagine you were watching yourself from a bird's eye view. Now, what would the horse's body be doing? So when I say bird's eye view, like from above, what would the horse's body be doing to follow a good 20 meter circle? It would be curving around that circle. And so if you think about the middle of the horse, their rib cage, that is going to be a little bit almost giving away from your inside leg. So your inside leg, it's going to be wrapped around your inside leg. And that again is the, you know, the aid for introducing the lateral work. It's really important that they're not puffing. I say puffing, you know, where they like sit against your leg a little bit. It's really important that you haven't got that. So if you're getting a good 20 meter circle, it means that you've got a good give in your horse's body, which in essence is going to really help you when you start doing the actual lateral work movements. And again, with a good corner, same thing. If you watched yourself from a bird's eye view, you're going to be doing like, it's a quarter 10 meter circle on the more advanced horses. And then on the babies, it's really important that you don't take them too deep into the corner. Even when you're doing prelim and novice, the judges are told that the riders don't have to go too deep in the corner. So that's a little tip for you there. You don't have to be going into those corners too deep. It's better to get a correct corner with a good amount of bend around your inside leg than a too deep one and the horse falls out and falls in and just gets a bit messy. So my first thing would be, when we're talking about when to introduce it, is, you know, crack on. Like, be thinking about these things, and you can be thinking about a good 20 meter circle and a good corner on a young horse or an inexperienced horse, and that is kind of where I'd tell you guys to start. Now, you may be wondering as well if your horse has had an injury. And there you have it, guys, just a little teaser for you. In the full episode, we talk about what lateral work is, when to introduce it, how to introduce it, any problems and hurdles you're going to face whilst you're doing this, and also the benefits of it. So there is so much rammed into there. So if, like I mentioned at the beginning, you want to join in with this amazing podcast, these exclusive podcasts, then just follow what I said at the beginning.
I'm a sushi chef. I also happen to be a cat. How'd I get here? Adobe Photoshop. It turned a cute kitty like me into a sashimi master. And it can make your images look amazing too. In just a few clicks, you can replace a boring background, swap out a so-so sky, and remove distractions like people and power lines. With Photoshop, everyone can. I love playing with this mouse. Click or tap the banner to visit photoshop.com and pounce on your free trial today.